The new film Bombshell comes out tomorrow. It is the story of the sexual harassment scandal that led to the downfall of Roger Ailes, the former chairman and CEO of Fox News, who died in 2017. One of the women involved, former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson, is played in the movie by Nicole Kidman. And in this scene, she's discussing her legal options with her attorney, played by Robin Weigert.
You might be able to sue Ailes himself instead of Fox.
And that is why I'm here. Because Marty Hyman told me that over here in New Jersey, I can avoid arbitration by suing Roger personally. He says that you've managed to change the law and that we could call other women and show a pattern.
Will other women come forward?
Yes, they will.
Well, joining us now is producer and screenwriter Charles Randolph. Charles, welcome. And what made you want to make this film right now?
Oh, wow. Great question. Well, you know, I wrote the script prior to the Me Too movement exploding. So I finished it about 2 months before the Harvey Weinstein story broke. But originally, you know, I wanted to write it because it was an issue not being addressed, you know, by a lot of people. I don't know that I would have written it after the Me Too movement. I probably would have felt that there were women, more women out there who were focusing on it, and the issue was spotlighted enough that I didn't need to do so. But at the time, I was, you know, frustrated and maddened, like a lot of people, that it was an issue that was not getting enough attention.
Well, and it's interesting that you connect it to the Me Too movement, because you could also say that this film is about Fox News, which has become so important in our culture right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Certainly that's the arena. That's the backdrop, although the film aspires to show how this issue transcends our sort of partisan biases.
Now, there was also this highly acclaimed Showtime show, The Loudest Voice, which covered some of the same ground as your film. Did you worry at all about following that show, or did it influence you at all?
You know, it's a great question. It only influenced me in the sort of negative sense. I know Jason Blum, the producer, and had met with him right when they were starting. So I knew kind of the outlines of the sort of things they were going to cover, the history of Fox, the sort of politics of Fox. And I was much more interested in telling the story of sexual harassment in the workplace. So it allowed me to sort of comfortably let go of some of the more strident political components of the world, you know, so that was very helpful in that sense. It allowed me to sort of focus on these particular women.
I want to play a scene from Bombshell. This is Margot Robbie, who plays Kayla, a young producer at Fox News. And in this scene, she's having a bit of a meltdown in the women's room after having her story idea completely torn apart at a production meeting.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get fired. This is the only job I have ever wanted. I don't want to be on TV. I want to be on Fox. My family, every day, every holiday, like especially holidays, we watch Fox News. We're like addicts. Fox is how we do church. You know when they made the corner logo turn? Because folks had Fox burned into their TV screens? That's us.
Well, you know, I love Margot's performance so much. And that's my family, right? That's based on me and my world. I come from an evangelical family where we had televisions with the Fox logos burned into the screen.
Wow.
Which is, trust me, is a problem when you watch the Cowboy game.
Well, let's talk about Kayla, because she's not a real person, unlike the other two stars of this film, Gretchen Carlson, played by Nicole Kidman, and Megyn Kelly, played by Charlize Theron. Kayla is a fictional character.
Correct. Yeah, she's a composite. So her background is based on, as I say, my world and people I've known over the years. Her sexual relationship with Roger, though, is based on three women that we talked to who either experienced what it was like to be in his office in the last decade, or one woman who had experienced with him prior to the last decade.
Was that difficult to get that kind of access to be able to talk to people, or how did you find them?
Obviously, some people have agents and lawyers. You sort of try and contact them first through that. I, generally speaking, don't want to talk to anyone unless I know I'm going to use their story. Mm-hmm. But once the sort of film is up and running and it's getting a lot of press and movie stars get involved, I will reach out to primary people and try to say, hey, let's sit down and, you know, I want to hear what you have to say and check some things and make sure we've gotten this right. Most of the people involved, you know, had fairly extensive press coverage and or had written books.
Well, let's talk about one of the movie stars in this film, Charlize Theron, who plays Megyn Kelly. And in this scene, she is telling her staff about the so-called anonymous hotline that Fox staffers are supposed to use to report sexual harassment claims.
They have a contractual right to monitor our communications. A hotline in this building is like a complaint box in occupied Paris. It's like we're telling women, go on, speak up for yourself. Just know the entire network is with Roger. No one will believe you. They'll call you a liar.
It was an amazing performance by Charlize Theron. And Megyn Kelly is not someone that we've seen portrayed on screen.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And she does a phenomenal job, Charlize. She really does.
How did you want to portray her? Because you also point out some of the most criticized moments that she's had on Fox News, including talking about how Santa Claus is white.
Yeah, so I wanted a portrait of someone inside Fox who comes to realize they are complicit to some degree in the culture, and that their silence has empowered Ailes to continue to prey on women. And Megan felt like the best choice for that because it felt like a arc that she must have gone through at a certain point. And also she's someone who we all know something about. So the audience brings a certain amount of baggage to the viewing of the film, at least the American audiences do. And then I can play with that. I can work with that. I can work off that. And so, in a way it was just finding a character who could kind of be our narrative center. She's not the emotional center of the film. That would be Kayla. And she's not the moral center of the film. That would be Gretchen. But she is the person who – she's our Dante. She's the person who sort of takes us through that world. And, she had the qualities, particularly a strong, compelling internal conflict that made her a good choice for that.
Hmm. Why did you decide to call this film Bombshell?
Oh, man. We went through so many titles. We even had a pool on set for the various casting crew members, suggesting titles. We probably had 500 options at the end of the day. But what we liked about it was the primary meaning of the word in terms of a news story that sort of explodes an arena and garners a lot of attention. But there's that secondary resonance of the less legitimate use of the word as a word for an attractive woman. So we both liked the fact that it had a primary driver, but also sort of retooling or reworking that secondary use.
Well, and it makes you realize how many blonde female anchors there are on Fox News.
Oh, absolutely. There's a photo online of, sort of a wall of blondes that you can get, which is pretty shocking when you look at it.
Now, you, Charles Randolph, also won an Academy Award for co-writing the screenplay for The Big Short with director Adam McKay. As you look at these two topics, sort of Wall Street and Fox News / Me Too movement, which do you think is more important in our country right now?
Clearly the latter at this particular moment, although I think probably that was, these things evolve. But the films offer differing forms of complexity, right? I mean, The Big Short was, about a thematic complexity, a subject that's hard to understand, an important one to understand. This is different in the sense that it's an issue that I think a lot of men don't quite grasp. I think a lot of us have a kind of minimalizing urge to these stories. Our first instinct is to say, yeah, well, but she went in that office voluntarily, that kind of thing. And so it was very important for Charlize, Jay, and I to try and create something where we could put men in those offices. We could put men in Kayla's heart and head as she walks into Roger's office, mm-hmm. so that they can know that these experiences are, can be extremely complicated and utterly life-changing.
So you're thinking more about the men who will view this film.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I of course, you always hope that it resonates with women. You want women to say, yes, there's authenticity here. First and foremost, that, of course, matters. But for me, this is a film, that's written for men, written for people like myself to sort of understand just how this works and to understand how pervasive it is. And again, to understand the effects that, these moments can have. A lot of the women we interviewed would talk about how the minute you're harassed, it undermines everything you've achieved in that organization, everything you've learned in that organization, everything you've given to that organization. And that's a moment I think very few men appreciate.
I finally want to ask you, you've worked with some of the great directors, Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, and others. What would you say is the one thing that you have learned from, let's say, each of those people?
Oh, wow. How much time we got? it's funny. Every director sort of has their own superhero quality, right? And certainly for Marty, there's just this absolute passion for a world that he understands and he's obsessed with. And that's obviously The Irishman now. And it's beautiful to watch that arc of how he's both grown into the subject and wants to continue sort of to explore it. Spielberg's more of a guy who just has this ability to really appreciate the film-going experience from an audience perspective that a lot of filmmakers just don't have. It's a muscle they just don't have. And he can just, you know, his ability to sit down and listen to an idea or watch a scene and really think it through on the level of what it must be like to walk into a theater somewhere in Idaho and sit down and watch the thing. And that's a remarkable skill to have.
Do you go and watch your films sort of in the back of a theater in some random place to see what
well,
it's
like? Well, you know, we do so much testing now, right? So you're going around the country showing it to test audiences in the process of doing the editing and the marketing. But I do often, when I show my family, when I show my parents or whatnot, we'll sit in a theater somewhere and, you know, a commercial theater somewhere and watch. And I haven't done that yet with this one, but that's coming up. My parents are coming for Christmas, so I'll take them to my local theater and we'll watch it with everybody else.
That is Charles Randolph, who is the screenwriter and producer of the new film Bombshell about sexual harassment at Fox News. It opens in theaters tomorrow. Charles Randolph, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, gladly. Thanks for having me.